felt the pressure coming and let a nice spiral go from the back foot. Not always what you want to teach, but when you're in a hurry, it's nice to have that throw in the back pocket.
Number 20, David Rakowski, the 5'9" senior, brings that one in for a 12-yard gain, gets out of bounds at the 29-yard line. 12-yard gain, 1:14 to play before halftime, 22-20. Probably trying to tack on a few more points. This is a handoff. Number 5, Kabowski, finds a hole on the right side, gets out to the 20-yard line. It's going to be close down, close to the first down marker. They're saying continue to run the clock. And I don't think we're going to see a timeout here. There's plenty of time on the clock, 60 seconds exactly right now. And now we face a 2nd-and-1 for Hubley at the 20-yard line.
Not quite a no-huddle, but a hurry-up offense. They had a play chosen already, just met in a quick huddle to talk about it.
It's to Kabowski once again around the right side, enough for a first down. He's out to the 16-yard line. They've spot him down to the 15. So that's a gain of 5 for Kabowski yet again. And 45 seconds, the clock has stopped momentarily to move the chains. Once they're in place, and the ref will blow the whistle, and the clock will start once again. There it is, 45 seconds left, 22-20. Hubley runs up to the line of scrimmage in their hurry-up offense. Sweeney under center. We have two men in the backfield. Sweeney keeps for himself, rolling to the left. He has plenty of blockers out there, and he actually does a little backpedaling and gets caught in the backfield, and there's about a loss of a yard on the play. Brings up 2nd-and-11 with 28 seconds left, but we have a timeout called by Hubley. Just like that, it went from Hubley with all momentum to a little bit of stagnant offense here.
Number 52, Bo Hyland, forced him out of bounds, or even forced him short of going out of bounds. Sweeney there didn't have much running room. He kind of hesitated behind his lineman, waiting for them to clear a hole. Nothing there. It may have been a decent option since he was out of the pocket to just throw that ball away, stop the clock, and not lose any yardage.
Well, Ugly's now in their huddle talking over this one with Dave Coffin, the helmsman here for the Bearcats. One interesting thing here is all those Bearcats are tired out there. They're sucking down the water. They're trying to catch their breath. It's been, whether you've been playing offense or defense, it's been go, go, go the entire game.
And a lot of these guys are playing both ways as well. So a nice chance here to get a break, talk it over, draw up a play that they've ran 100 times in practice, something they can go to here. It may be time for Sweeney to put the ball in the air again. He's had a little success on this drive, putting it through the air. Wouldn't be surprised to see if they try and catch him off guard again.
2nd-and-11 for the Bearcats. After a Sweeney loss of a yard, timeout called by Bearcats, and now the clock is stopped at 28 seconds, 22-20. Hubley with a 2-point lead over Memphis. Hubley, now we have another timeout. This one is an official timeout. Trying to figure what out now exactly.
I'm not sure. The far linesman over on the Memphis side are talking about something here.
Been some interesting calls thus far tonight.
Yeah, they didn't really talk about much.
And they're back in position. One thing to note, last week Memphis had 12 penalties for 100 yards. Tonight they've only had 2, and that was right away, and they've been away from their penalty ways. D-formation for Ubley. Sweeney rolls to his right, looking to pass to his left. He has a wide man open.
He's got it!
And he caught it! It's a pass intended and completed to number 5, Kurt Kabowski. It's a 16-yard catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Ubley. It went from a tight game to a little bit of breathing room for the Bearcats right before halftime.
Nick Sweeney was under pressure, delivered the ball. Kurt Kabowski had his man beat. The ball was underthrown, but Kurt intelligently was looking at the ball. He stopped his route, came back to the ball, and made a play. I thought the defender had a chance to take that one away, but smart play there by the sophomore, Kurt Kabowski, to go up and get that ball.
It's 28-20 right now, and Ubley's going to be going for the two-point conversion, trying to make this a two-possession game right before halftime. Regardless of whatever happens here, Ubley has large momentum going into the locker room at halftime. Comes out the T formation, two men in the backfield, and we have one in the end spot on the left, Sweeney under center. Here's the handoff to number 5, Kabowski, and he's pushing toward the end zone, and he hit it. The 2-point conversion is good, and now it's a 10-point lead for Ubley. It's Ubley 30, Memphis 20, 22 seconds before halftime. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hi, Derek Holland here from Moore Shoreline in Sebring. This month is Truck Month, and we have the largest Chevy truck inventory in Huron County. You can save over $8,000 on a brand new Chevy truck. If you have a vehicle to trade, drive it in. We will give you a minimum of $3,000 towards a new truck in stock. So come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline, where Chevy runs deep.
It only took probably a minute 40 to score on that last drive and march down the field for a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Now makes it probably 30, Memphis 20. With 22 seconds before halftime, probably ready to kick this one off. Sweeney at his own 40-yard line. And there's the boot, and it's up in the air, brings it down at about the 20-yard line. And Memphis brings it up to about the 35, 36-yard line before they're down. With 17 seconds left in the first half. Memphis's offense comes out with a first and 10 situation at their own 35-yard line, according to the spot. Probably defense comes out on the field, and I should just say they kind of change hats from special teams to offense defense.
That's about right there, Clark. Keep an eye on Memphis, too. Let's see if they're satisfied with this or if they drop another one of them plays or they try and score quickly and fast.
I wouldn't doubt if they try and go for it quick, and it looks like Memphis just called a timeout to do exactly that. They want that game changer just like this.
Yeah, use them or lose them, Clark. They might as well take an extra 30 seconds, talk about it, and maybe drawing up one of them trick plays that they've used multiple times in this game already, and they've been successful. The end around worked really well. The end around reverse. It's not even reverse. The end around pass actually worked extremely well. Let's see what they got up their sleeve now.
I may be incorrect here, but I believe this is Memphis' second timeout, so they have one remaining before halftime. 17 seconds left. If it's an incomplete pass, that stops the clock. They have basically three more shots at this thing.
Well, this play is going to matter a lot, so they might as well take a second, talk about it. If they get a play that's down the field at all, you know, that time's going to be cut in half, so they really only have time to stop it once and run maybe one more deep play.
They're facing a first and 10 from their own 35-yard line out of the Yellow Jackets.
So far, their two biggest plays have come with Hayes, the wide receiver, coming in motion before the snap starts. Let's see if that's involved in this trick play or in this play right here.
Both teams coming out of their huddle, 17 seconds before halftime, probably with a 10-point lead, 30-20. Spread formation for Memphis. Bulls in the backfield with Hagman in the shotgun, two receivers wide each way. Ubley comes out in the prevent defense. They don't want to give up the big play. Hagman rolls to his right, looking to pass. Nothing going. Finally throws it up into a crowd, and it's almost nearly picked off. About four Bearcats finally tips it away. Pass intended for number nine. Aaron Hayes falls incomplete, and it took 7 seconds off the clock. 10 seconds remained before halftime.
A little underthrown there. Good job by the Ubley defensive back to tip that ball. Except it tipped through their hands, tipped through Hayes' hands, and ended up going through the further defensive back's hands. Dangerous play there for Memphis.
Second and 10 from their own 35-yard line. Maybe have two more shots of this one, depending on how long this one takes. Memphis working from their left hash. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Bulls in the backfield with Hagman. There's the snap. Hagman looking to pass, looking to his left, has number 33 out there, and he's overthrown. By about 5 yards, number 33, Sean Perry, the wide receiver junior, had no, he didn't have a chance with that one.
The ball was too deep, but he was running stride for stride with defensive back Kyle Rumzik of Ubley. That would have been a tough play for that receiver to make. Rumzik was all over him.
Now only 4 seconds remain. This is going to be the last play of the half. Memphis expecting to go down to the end zone here. Ubley coming out in the prevent defense. Sweeney staying on his own 45-yard line, about 25, 30 yards away from the play.
And backpedaling.
Hagman rolling to his right, looking to pass, rolls back to his left, and it's pass intended for Hayes, goes incomplete, and that's how the half is going to end. So the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, a close one thus far. Ubley is trying to spread it out a little bit more. Ubley has 30, Memphis has 20 at halftime. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back to break down the first half right after this.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Auto Owners.